So I think last time we are talking about six preparatory course, isn't it? After the six preparatory course, or where were we last time? I think we are on which day, what? We are on day four or day five or what?
Yes, last time we were in day five.
Day five, isn't it?
Yes.
So last time we are doing the day five. I see. Day five, it's I think I talk about visualizing the merit field, isn't it, last time?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why now what we have to do is that right now that now the partitioning the merit field, it's a visualizing the merit field. So I think I talk about the last time the merit field. Then after the partition the merit field, what you have to do is that you have to you what you have to do, you have to start the seven practices. Okay, so I think I talk about the prostration a little bit at the last time. So prostration, so whenever you can start there, the prostration after the visualizing the merit field, then what you have to do is that you have to do the prostration. That the prostration is that there are the two ways of doing the prostration. Okay, prostration one is that we call the half prostration, as one is a full prostration. That's on your own convenience whether you do the full prostration or half prostration. Okay, so if you can't do the prostration, you can do the mentally prostration. So now the prostration, you prostration, the meaning of the prostration, that you have to understand the what the meaning of the prostration. So meaning the prostration, I think I told the last time, isn't it? How to do the prostration? I think I just finished. But the one important thing is the number is not important at all. Okay, whether you do the one prostration or the two prostration, number is not important. Okay, only thing is the important thing is the whether you have to do the prostration the rightly. That's the most important thing. Okay, so that's why the there the so the, after the prostration, what you have to do is that then it comes the offering. When you have the free time, then when you can just first visualize the merit field, then you start the mentally prostration, then you start with the offering. Okay, mentally offerings. Yeah, mental offering is what you have to do is the mental offering is a very simple that mental offering is a very simple that you can offer the whatever you like mentally to the merit field. Yeah, so mental offering is just like that whenever you had the mental offering practice, so it is the very easiest way to accumulate the merits. So mental offering is something like that you can do, and you can it is just like that anyone can do the mental offering. So it's not very difficult to do the mental offering practice. So mental offering in the ancient time, they have to always offer the water and the flowers. All they will use to offer the mentally, they used to offer all like these items. So you can see from the tantric point of view, you can do that they are the seven offerings. So do you remember that last time we have just talked a little bit about the offerings of the tantric offerings? For tantra, they have seven different offerings in the tantric points. Yeah, seven offerings. Okay, so whatever the offering now here, the whenever you so after the petitioning the merit field, then you have to start the mental prostration, then the offering comes. Okay, so maybe I talked the last time I just talk about the offerings. I'm not very sure.
Because actually, last time, there's in day four, there's also mentioned about the offering as well, but it's just a little bit about the offering water.
Okay. So I mentioned about it.
Yes.
Okay. So offerings. Okay. So now there are the offerings. Okay. Now that they are the offering is something like that. There are the two ways of the offering. Okay. Generally, offering is just like that. When you have to something, the some objects that when you see the some good things in your market or whatever, so you can just offer that to the merit field. Okay. Yeah, one thing that you can offer the person whom you dislike person, you these all persons you can offer to the merit field mentally. Because it is just like that, the person whom you offer the dislike person to the merit field, then it will help you to reduce your anger toward this person. Whenever we see the person whom you dislike, you will feel very angry. So now what you have to do, whenever you see the dislike person, you just offer mentally, you just offer all the dislike person to the merit field. So generally there is a way when we have to pray for the merit field. Before praying, we have to do like this prostration, mentally prostration, offering should become before the prayer, okay? It's just like that when you're asking the someone for the help, first what you have to do, you have to give him something. When you're asking the help from someone, first what you have to do, you have to give something for him or her. Then you will ask the help.
Yes.
So same thing is that when we have the praying for the merit field, so first what we have to do is that we have to offer something. Number two is that when we offer the something for the merit field, we will accumulate the merits. When we accumulate the merits, then it will be easier to receive the blessings of the merit field. So there is a one man, okay? There is one man who always pray for the God, okay? He always pray for the Buddha, always. He always pray for the God. But he fails all the time in his life. He fails all the time. He is not very successful. He is having so much of the problem, okay? But he have a one neighbor who never believes in the God and the Buddha, who never believes in the gods and the Buddha, but he is quite successful in his life. So they're quite successful in his life. So he, one night, so there's a one man, so his neighbor is that do not pray. He never prays, okay, never pray, and do not believe in the Buddha and the gods. So he's quite successful. So one day now he prayed for the Buddha and he told that I'm praying you all the time, but my life is not a successful. I'm having so much the problem. But now my neighbor who never believes in the religion, who never believes in the Buddha, but he's quite successful. Quite successful. Why it's happening like that? He have asked the question. Then the Buddha gave the answer. Then the God gave him the answer. God told him that you always complain me, but your neighbor never complains me. So it's happening like that. So whenever it's happening like that, whenever we prayed, we are just complaining. But we are not knowing the procedure of the prayer. We are not knowing it. We are always complaining. So whenever you pray, there is a view, if you know the procedure of the praying, then I think the prayer will be more effective. Now here the prayer comes as a okay, then prayer, that as I told, there's a six practices, no, seven practices. So seven practices, the sixth will be the prayer, okay? Then you have to pray at the sixth. That now we are talking about the first and second, you know? Okay. Yeah, so that's why the second is number two is that offering. So it is just like that. Before praying, what you have to do, first you have to mentally offer to the merit field. So this one, yeah. So that's why now the offering is just like that. Also the purpose of the offering, you have to understand the purpose of the offering also. Yeah, you have to also understand the purpose of the praying. The purpose of the offering is just like that. There are the few purposes of the offering. The first number one is our purpose of the offering is to accumulate the merits. Second thing is reduce your attachment and reduce your anger. Whenever you see the good gadgets or the good object, generally people, they will increase the attachment. They will generate the attachment. Now what you have to do is the data, what you have to do is the data. Now seeing that these all good object, what you have to mentally, you have to offer these to the merit field. Now, okay. Now whenever you see the good objects, you have to mentally, you have to offer it for the, I mean, the three, mentally you can offer to the merit field. So that's why you can reduce your attachment to these all objects. Whenever you see the sum of the, I mean, the whenever you see the dislike person, so you can offer this, the dislike person, to the merit field. That will help you reduce your anger. Because what happening is whenever we see the some dislike person, we are generating the anger. It's become like our habit. Now we have to change that habit. So whenever you see the your dislike person, you will generate the anger. Because once you generate the anger once, then you will generate the anger twice. Then it will become like your habit. So once it's become like a habit, whenever you see the your dislike person, automatically you will generate anger. What is happening is that when it has become like a habit, it's quite difficult to remove that habit. Well, now when you have to remove that habit, what you have to do? What you have to do is that you have to put the new habit. So like new habit is just like that. Whenever you see the dislike person, you just offer to the merit field. First, second, it will be very difficult, or it won't be, you cannot maybe do that rightly. But with the practice, then it will become the easy. So again, it will become your new habit. Once it becomes your new habit, then it will help you to reduce the anger very easily. Okay, these are the practical practice, okay? Normally people do the Dharma at the morning at home, then the whole day they will forget about the Dharma practice. You should not do like that. That's called a morning Buddhist. Don't be a morning Buddhist. Only morning you do the Dharma practice, and then the rest of your whole life, then you will just generate all the angers and the attachment, all this negative thought. If you generate it, then you will become only the morning Buddhist. Don't become a morning Buddhist, okay? Okay, Dharma practice should come in your day-to-day life. When the Dharma practice cannot come in your day-to-day life, then you are not becoming a good practitioner. Yeah, so because when you generate more anger into day-to-day life, you will be one unhappy. When you have a more attachment, more desire, again, they will be the unhappy. So people with the less desire are the more happier. Then people have a more desire. Because it's very simple that when you have the more desire, it will be more difficult to fulfill all the desire. When you cannot fulfill the desire, then you will feel the unhappy. Attachment is the cause of the desire. First, you will have to see the attachment. You will generate the attachment, then desire will come. And so, yeah, that's why desire. So that's why Buddha always says, have a less desire. So that's why there's a one saying. There's a one saying. I think Warren Buffett. There's a one saying of the Warren Buffett. When you buy the unnecessary thing, you have to sell the necessary things. So he have not told how to control to buying the unnecessary thing. That he don't know. Because that we have to control the attachment. Then we won't buy the unnecessary thing. So that's why it is very true that when we buy the unnecessary things, then we have to sell the necessary thing. That's quite true. Then why we are buying the unnecessary things? Even we are knowing that it's not necessary. Yes. Because of the attachment, then desire, then we are buying. If you can control your attachment, not 100%, or the little bit, if you can control your attachment, you can also save a lot of money. I think also less expense. For me, what I do is, when I have to buy something, first I will make the list what I need. 5 or 6 or list what I buy, I will think. Then I will just buy only 3. then if I make the five something again, if I will make the list to buy the five list, if I buy the five things, then I will buy the only three and I won't buy the two things, even if I need it. Because the Buddha have told the one, the person who overcome the attachment 100%, then he will be the happiest person. He will be the happiest person. Attachment bring the desire. Desire, when you have the too strong attachment, then you will have too many desires. When you have the too many desire, when you cannot fulfill the all this desire, you will feel the unhappy. So that's why. So that's why. Whenever you see the good gadgets, good objects in the market, what you can do, you just offer the merit field, then it will help you to reduce the attachment. Okay, this is one of my student. There's one small student, he's a small boy. I used to ask him that what you think when you have the free time. I think he's a very small man. I think it's a 9 or 10 years old. And he used to tell me that he was just thinking that eating a very good food like a chow mein or like this. I think chow mein is quite same as a mei sao, isn't it? I think the Vietnamese is mei sao, isn't it? Yeah, so Chinese food and the Tibetan food is very similar. So that's why, yeah, anyway, that's why, okay, anyway, so like that, because of all the attachment, the small kids, small boy, even the small monkey, he's because of his attachments, that's why he was thinking again and again, eating the good foods. Okay, so what will we do is now, maybe I will have to take the little break, okay? I will take the 5 minutes break, okay? Just call me after 5 minutes, okay? Okay, 5 minute break, and what we have to do is that at the 5 minute break, then we will start the prayers, okay? Then we maybe I will stay the prayers, okay? Okay, now do one thing, okay? Now what we will do is that, okay? Now we will start the prayer, okay? We will do the prayers. Okay, now let's do the prayers. So there are the few persons, so we have to say the prayers for the few persons, okay? I will just tell the names of the few persons, okay? Okay, first we have to, so first, there's a few people, so okay, I've got the names of the few people, okay? Okay, so you have all the, now the while you are the, now do one thing, okay? Now what we have to do is that, first, what we are, while we're praying, what we have to do is that we have to just think, visualize the merit field and do the all this, what I have told, okay, offerings. Then just think that with the all the white rays coming from the merit field on the dissolving all these persons, not only this person, all the persons, all the sentient beings, and just think that they just overcome their suffering, okay? Okay, so now we will start the prayers, okay? Now start a prayer, so maybe you can read that in the Vietnamese, okay? So maybe I will just say that prayer in the Tibetan, okay? So now what we have started is that before the prayer, what we went to the theoretical classes. Now we are coming to the practical classes, okay? Now you visualize and practice, okay, while we are saying the prayer, okay? So you have learned the, theoretically what you have to do just in the before. Now it's practically you have to know that what you have to do, okay? Okay, okay. Just can you just call me just in the 1 or 2 minutes, okay? Maybe I have to change the, just can you wait? I have to change the battery of the computer, okay? Now it's becoming low.
Yes, okay.
Okay, now we will start the prayers, okay?
Yes.
Okay, now while starting the prayers, okay, now as I told you before, now you just do, okay? I will say the prayer, so you all can say the prayer together, but I will say the prayer in Tibetan, okay? Okay, now the one thing that you have to understand that there is in the Tibetan, they are saying that the prayer of the mass, it's a more stronger. So when you say the prayer in the mass of the many people, that prayer will be more effective. They're saying like that. But this right now, we all do the together, so it will become the prayer of the mass, prayer of the many peoples. Okay, now the before praying and whatever you have to do, that I think I have told, yeah. So now from here, now we'll start the prayers, okay. Okay, now later on there are so many, you have to do the mudras and the ritual, you have to, that I will teach you later, okay? In this, while they're saying the prayer, they had a few mudras. Mudra, you know, hand procedure you have to do, that maybe I will tell you later, okay? Okay, now I will say in the Tibetan, okay? You just start in the Vietnamese language, okay? Yeah, you, if you have not prayed the prayer, so maybe you can continue later, okay, after the teaching. So what you have to do, that then you have to, well, you are after finishing the prayer, you have to think that with the merits what you have obtained through the prayers, with the what the merits what you have obtained through the prayers, result of that merit may the benefit the all of the sentient beings, may benefit the whom you are praying. Okay. Okay. Now usually this, whenever the what we are, whenever you are going to say the prayers, what you have to do is that before the saying the prayer, any prayers, follow the procedure, the few procedures, as I told the before. Today we have finished the two, isn't it? Prostration and offering. So most important thing is that any prayers. So any prayers in the before that, I think you have to so much things that from your side you have to do the so many things, okay, like accumulate the merits and the purify the negative sins, okay, this too is a very important. Okay, the prayer itself, so merely prayer will not that much, but effective without the accumulating the merits and the purifying the negative sins, okay. Okay, and the most important thing is that I think as I today the topic, as I told you, have to these practices you should do day-to-day life practice, okay, come to day-to-day life practice, okay. So it's a, once a being the Buddhist, learning that the Buddhist and Buddhism, it should, you should know the how to controlling the self, that's the most important thing, okay. Controlling the self is controlling the mind. Controlling your mind means becoming the more happier, less mental pain. That means controlling the mind. Okay, that's the, I think I told the quite several times. Okay, now in the old tradition, there is a one thing saying, every teaching, there is a one saying in the every teaching in the old Tibetan tradition. Every in the Tibetan old masters and all, they have a one saying. They saying, the saying is like that, the whatever you have learned from the Dharma, bring it into the your practice. So same thing that the whatever I told you, bring it into in the your practice, okay. So don't think that when you have to do the Dharma practice, don't think that you have to go to the temple or you have to do it in the quiet place, okay. When you can do the Dharma practice anywhere, anytime. So Dharma practice is only just changing the way of your thinking. That's the Dharma practice, okay? I think I told the few times that when you have a time for the think, then you have a time for the Dharma, practicing Dharma. If you tell me that you don't have a time to do the physical prostration, fine. If you tell me that if you don't have a time to the chant the mantra, that's a fine. Okay, still you have a time to do the Dharma practice. If you tell me that if you don't have a time for the think, then you don't have a time for do the Dharma. Okay. Okay, then thank you. Okay. See you. Thank you. Yes.